Medgar Evers College, whose student body is nearly 90% black, is filled with hardworking students fulfilling their degree requirements. But unlike their white peers, African Americans overall are statistically much more likely to be unemployed, according to findings from the 2015 State of Black America report by the National Urban League. Despite annual increases in high school graduation and college attendance rates, unemployment figures for blacks are as high as 20% in seven of the country's largest cities. The current national unemployment rate is 5.5%.
The recession is quote-unquote over, except that the recession is still raging in many urban communities.
The study links education and joblessness.
Y'all want to talk State of Black America?
Says Urban League President Mark Morial. He points to the 36% national proficiency gap
16.
Between blacks and whites in math and reading as a major indicator of future inequality.
The United States must close the gaps, must close the achievement gap, must close the job gaps. It is essential to America's economic competitiveness in the 21st century.
Medgar Evers College, which hosted the report's release, is taking proactive steps to make sure graduates are ready for the workplace.
Thank you very
President
much.
Rudy Crewe.
More and more, we're having everything from career days to a real focus on the networking, if you will, that it takes to basically not just, you know, enter your career, your chosen career, but really get the job that you want.
College senior Shemroy Primo interned with the Brooklyn District Attorney's Office to make himself a more attractive candidate for law schools.
Black-white equality index.
He says he was disappointed but not surprised by the study's findings.
But I mean, as a black man, you know, it's really hard out there, the job market and stuff. And as someone out, you know, I went to high school in Brooklyn, East New York, so I have a lot of friends that are really looking up to me. And they're really proud of me because, you know, I've taken a different route. I went to college. I'm a senior. I'm a rising senior. It's my last semester. And I plan to go to law school.
However, the Urban League study indicates there is still employment bias.
Well, one thing that was troubling is even when a black person and a white person had the same academic background, the unemployment rates seem to still be higher for black Americans. People ask me why, and I think it is the presence of still exclusion and discrimination in the workforce to some extent.
Because of this, Primo says he must work twice as hard to earn a spot in the workplace. Daniela Schreier, VOA News, Brooklyn, New York.